Asian Games, oh, the Asian Games. Everybody's going to the Asian Games, could be the greatest event Bangkok has known, but I know a few Asian Games of my own. A young lady sprinter from Banglangpu decided her love affairs were far too few, so she walked through the door with a fig leaf no more. But all she got was Asian flu. Oh, the Asian Games, the Asian Games. Everybody's going to the Asian Games, greatest sporting event Bangkok has known, but I know a few Asian Games of my own. A lady swimmer, she caused much derision. She was married to a Latin American musician. She caught him cheating and caused quite a fracas. She jumped on the bandstand and kicked his maracas. The Asian Games, the Asian Games. Everybody's going to the Asian Games, greatest sporting event Bangkok has known. I know a few Asian Games of my own. One night a girl pole vaulter had an affair with a fellow all covered in hair. When she picked up his hat, she realized that she'd just been had by Smokey the Bear. The Asian Games, yes, the Asian Games. Everybody's going to the Asian Games, greatest sporting event Bangkok has known, but I know a few Asian Games of my own. Now yesterday there was an accident most uncanny, befell a spectator, an elderly granny. She sat down on her chair while her false teeth lay there and bit herself in the you-know-where. Oh, the Asian Games, the Asian Games. Everybody's going to the Asian Games, greatest sporting event Bangkok has known. I know a few Asian Games of my own. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a Spanish song. Valencia, stick your head between your knees and whistle up your Barcelona. Okay, we'll try an Italian song. That might please you better. When she says, what the hell, let's go find a motel, that's amore. And a quarter to four, when she's screaming for more, that's amore. When her husband walks in and you know you're not dreaming, signore. You're found dead in your bed with a hole in the head, that's amore. Hear about the boy went to his girlfriend's flat for a midnight snack. All she got was a tidbit. Hear about the girl got married in a topless gown. Everyone was shocked, even the minister had a stroke. Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream, that's the thing to do. You know, my wife had a terrible dream last night. Woke up screaming. I said, darling, what's wrong? She said, well, I had this terrible nightmare. I dreamt I was just falling into space. I couldn't stop. Eventually, I saw a piece of rope, and I grabbed hold of this piece of rope, pulled myself up to safety. I said, that's all right, darling. It was just a dream. You can go back to sleep now. But first, would you let go of the rope? Hear about the old lady went to the doctor. She said, doctor, I'm very worried. My husband and I are losing our interest in sex. Doctor said, when did you first notice this lack of interest in sex? She said, last night and then again this morning. Now here's a little song entitled, Charlie Chan, You're a Different Man Since You Backed Into the Electric Fan. Who's sorry now? Who's sorry now? Who is the name of a man from Macau? Who met a girl? She set his brain awhirl. Mr. Who, he fell for her and how? They went up to her flat several times after that. Mr. Who, he slipped up somehow. She's in the family way, now he must pay. You bet that who's sorry now. Here's a little song. I sang at my mother's knee and other low joints. I saw two red faces at a blue movie. When I went to that building, it was dark. Well, I was really full of shame and in disgrace. When my pa said, son, don't you go near that place. He said, my boy, don't go to a blue movie. You might see things that you shouldn't see. Well, I got such a fright when they turned up the light, for there was my pa sitting next to me. Of course, there was a couple came from Hong Kong. Getting through the customs of all the parcels, she said, what do you mean by buying all this junk? Just because we go to Hong Kong, you think everything's cheap, so you go and buy all this junk. What are you going to buy those two new tires for? He said, well, I got these tires at less than the wholesale price. I could buy them at home. She said, that's no saving. You haven't even got a car. He said, do I complain when you buy brassiers? Once I met a tattooed lady, but when the facts were all unfurled, her limbs were tattooed, and her torso more so, on them was the atlas of the world. On her face she had Brazil, round her neck was Louisville, and just a bit below were the hills of Idaho. Around her waist was Regent Street. Greenwich Village was laid out quite neat. Sydney Harbour Bridge looked fine, tattooed along her spine, with Singapore upon her thigh. I was looking at Saigon when her old man came along, so I let the rest of the world go by. By the light of the silvery moon, I used to croon with my honey, I'll croon love's tune, honeymoon. You know what a honeymoon is, don't you? It's when you go away for a bit. Keep on shining in June. I had a lovely time on my honeymoon. I didn't realize you could have so much fun without laughing. Your silvery beams will bring love. I met my wife on the beach. She was wearing a one-piece bathing outfit, a cap. You know, there was something about that girl's figure that really appealed to me. I just couldn't put my finger on it. I said, darling, have you got anything on tonight? She said, yes, and for your information, I'm keeping it on. So I asked her for a date. She offered me the box. We went to a little cabaret show in town, a very, very small stage. Everybody was dancing so close together, it was ridiculous. She said, darling, every time you kiss me, I feel it's just like a feather in my cap. I said, come to my apartment, I'll make you an Indian chief. You know, when I proposed to that girl, she was so surprised she fell out of bed. I asked her over the telephone, do you mind? I said, darling, how about you and I getting married? She said, I can't marry you, it's Lent. I said, well, get it back. She wanted to go for our honeymoon to the North Pole because there the nights are 6 months long. Hear about the girl engaged to an Eskimo. She broke it off. We went to this honeymoon hotel. It was a wonderful place. The manager was a midget, always poking his nose into other people's affairs. He said, you're a honeymoon couple. I said, how do you know? He said, well, it's sticking out a mile. He said, I can tell you've got confetti all over your shoulders. He said, would you like something to eat? I said, no, we'll go upstairs first and put our things together. He said, well, I'll tell you what. He said, I'd better take you up and show you the bridal suite. I thought a bridal suite was something you sucked in bed. But, this was a wonderful room. It had two single beds.
one as good as new. They had a little strip of carpet in between the beds. This carpet was worn to shreds. I don't know what caused it to wear, whether it was the quick dash forward or the slow drag back. Over the beds they had these little religious signs. Over my wife's bed it said, "I need thee every hour." Over mine it said, "Lord, give me strength." You know, when I got up for breakfast next day, I found out she couldn't cook either. In the next room to me, there was a plumber on his honeymoon. I could tell he was a plumber because all through the night he kept saying, "Overflow." But you know, you can't please women whatever you do. If you don't bring them flowers, they get mad. If you do bring them flowers, they get suspicious. If you come home early, they think you're after something. If you come home late, they think you've had it. Marriage is like a game of cards. You start with a pair. He shows his heart, flashes a diamond. She shows a flush. Before they know where they are, they've got a full house. And he's spending every night at the club by the light of the moon. The big bamboo, she is big and strong. The big bamboo, she is large and long. The big bamboo, she is straight and tall. The big bamboo pleases one and all. I gave my woman a coconut. She said, "I like it very fine, but it's big and round. But don't you see, what good's the nut without the tree?" But the big bamboo, she is big and strong. The big bamboo, she is large and long. The big bamboo, she is straight and tall. The big bamboo pleases one and all. I give my woman a banana plant. She said it's tall and it's elegant. Nice and big, but don't you see, it's far too soft in the middle for me. But the big bamboo, she is big and strong. The big bamboo, she is large and long. The big bamboo, she is straight and tall. The big bamboo pleases one and all. I gave my woman some sugar cane. Sweets for the sweet, I did explain. She gave it back, to my surprise. She said, "I like the taste, but not the size." But the big bamboo, she is big and strong. The big bamboo, she is large and long. The big bamboo, she is straight and tall. The big bamboo pleases one and all. Yes, the big bamboo pleases one and all. And now, folks, I think it's only fair that I sing you a Thai song. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. This little song is from Australia, where the men are men and the sheep keep moving. Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Hear about the woman who fed her husband on nothing else but kangaroo meat. Finally, he hopped it. Watch me platypus duck, buck. Watch me platypus duck. Watch him or he'll run amok, buck. Watch me platypus duck all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Hear about the queer who left his wife Adelaide and went back to Sydney. Bring me koala back, Jack. Bring me koala back. He lives way out on the track, Jack. Bring me koala back all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. tie me kangaroo down, Spot, tie me kangaroo down. Ply your didgeridoo, Blue, ply your didgeridoo. Ply it till I shoot through, Blue, ply your didgeridoo. All together now, tie me kangaroo down, Spot, tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, Spot, tie me kangaroo down. Tan me hide when I'm dead,
Bradley.
Tan me hide when I'm dead. So he tanned his hide when he died.
Fly.
And that's it hanging on the shed last time. Tie me kangaroo down, Spot, tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, Spot, tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down.